Verses 273 to 291 of the Song of Roland. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Joy Chan. The Song of Roland. Anonymous. Translated by Charles Kenneth Scott Moncrief. Verses 273 to 291. So Grenelin, before the king there, stood, lusty his limbs, his face of gentle hue. Were he loyal, right baron-like he'd look. He saw those Franks, and all who'd judge his doom, and by his side his 30 kinsmen knew. After he cried aloud, his voice was full. For the love of God, listen to me, barons! I was in the host, beside our emperor. Service I did him there, in faith and truth. Hatred of me had Roland his nephew, so he decreed death for me and dolour. Message I bear to King Marsilion, by my cunning I held myself secure. To that fighter Roland my challenge threw, to Oliver and all their comrades too. Charles heard that, and his noble barons. Vengeance I gat, but there's no treason proved. Answered the Franks, now go we to the moot. When Gawain sees his great cause is beginning, 30 he has around him of his kinsmen. There's one of them to whom the others listen, 'tis Pinabel, who in Sorrent's castle liveth. Well can he speak, soundly his reasons giving, a good vassal, whose arm to fight is stiffened. Says to him Gawain's, in you my faith is fixed, save me this day from death, also from prison. Says Pinabel, straightway you'll be delivered. Is there one Frank that you to hang committeth? Let the emperor but once together bring us. With my steel brand he shall be smartly chidden. Gawain's the count kneels at his feet to kiss them. To the council go those of Bavière and Saxe, Normans also with Poitevin and Franks. Enough there are of Tudis and Germans. Those of Alverne the greatest curtsy have. From Pinabel most quietly draw back, says each to each, 'twere well to let it stand. Leave we this cause, and of the king demand that he cry quit with Gawain's for this act. With love and faith he'll serve him after that. Since he is dead, no more you'll see Roland's, nor any wealth nor gold may win him back. Most foolish then is he would do combat. There is but one agrees not to their plan, Thierry, brother to Don Gefreit's that man. Then his barons, returning to Carlun, say to their king, Sire, we beseech of you, that you cry quits with County Guenelun, so he may serve you still in love and truth. Nay, let him live, so noble a man's he proved. Roland is dead, no longer in our view, nor for no wealth may we his life renew. Then says the king, you're felons, all of you. When Charles saw that all of them did fail, deep down he bowed his head and all his face. For the grief he had, caitiff himself proclaimed. One of his knights, Thierry, before him came. Geoffrey's brother, that Duke of Anjou, famed. Lean were his limbs, and lengthy and delicate. Black was his hair, and somewhat brown his face. Was not too small, and yet was hardly great, and courteously to the emperor he spake. Fair lord and king, do not yourself dismay. You know that I have served you many ways. By my ancestors should I this cause maintain, and if Roland was forfeited to Gawain, still your service to him full warrant gave. Felon is Gawain, since the hour that he betrayed, and towards you is perjured and ashamed. Wherefore I judge that he be hanged and slain, his carcass flung to the dogs beside the way, as a felon who felony did make. But has he a friend that would dispute my claim? With this my sword, which I have girt in place, my judgment will I warrant every way. Answer the Franks, now very well you spake. Before the king is come now Pinabel, great is he, strong, vassalous, and nimble. Who bears his blow has no more time to dwell. says to him, "Sire, on you this cause depends. Command, therefore, this noise be made an end. See Thierry here, who hath his judgment dealt. I cry him false, and will the cause contest." His deer-hide glove in the king's hand he's left. Says the emperor, "Good pledges must I get." 30 kinsmen offer their loyal pledge. "I'll do the same for you," the king has said, "and till the right be shown, bids guard them well." When Thierry sees that battle shall come after, his right-hand glove he offereth to Charles. That emperor, by way of hostage, guards it. 4 benches then upon the place he marshals, where sit them down champions of either party. They're chosen aright, as the other's judgment cast them. Ogier the Dane between them made the parley. Next they demand their horses and their armour. For battle now ready you might seen them. They're well confessed, absolved, from sin set free. Masses they've heard, communion received, rich offerings to those minsters they leave. Before Carlun now both the two appear. They have their spurs, are fastened on their feet. And light and strong their hauberks brightly gleam. Upon their heads they've laced their helmets clear, and girt on swords, with pure gold hilted each. And from their necks hang down their quartered shields. In their right hands they grasp their trenchant spears. At last they mount on their swift-coursing steeds. 50,000 chevaliers therefore weep. For Roland's sake pity, for Thierry feel. God knows full well which way the end shall be. Down under Aix there is a pasture large, which for the fight of the two barons is marked. Proof men are these, and of great vassalage, and their horses, unwearied, gallop fast. They spur them well, the reins aside they cast, with virtue great, to strike each other, dart. All of their shields shatter and rend apart, their hauberks tear, their girths asunder start. The saddles slip and fall upon the grass, 50,000 weep, who that sight regard. Upon the ground are fallen both the knights, nimbly enough upon their feet they rise, nimble and strong as Pinabel and light. Each the other seeks, horses are out of mind, but with those swords whose hilts with gold are lined, upon those helms of steel they beat and strike. Great are the blows, those helmets to divide. The chevaliers of France do much repine. "O God," says Charles, "make plain to us the right." Says Pinabel, "Thierry, I pray thee, yield. I'll be thy man in love and fealty. For the pleasure my wealth I'll give to thee, but make the king with Gwenolun agree." Answers Thierry, "Such counsel's not for me. Pure felon I, if e'er I that concede, God shall this day the right show us between." Then said Thierry, "Bold art thou, Pinabel, thou'rt great and strong, with body finely bred, for vassalage thy peers esteem thee well. Of this battle let us now make an end. With Charlemagne I soon will have thee friends. To Gwenolun such justice shall be dealt, day shall not dawn, but men of it will tell." "Please the Lord God not so," said Pinabel. "I would sustain the cause of my kindred. No mortal man is there from whom I fled. Rather I'd die than hear reproaches said." Then with their swords began to strike again, upon those helms that were with gold begemmed. Into the sky the bright sparks rained and fell. It cannot be that they be sundered, nor make an end, without one man be dead. He's very proof, Pinabel of Sorrence. Thierry he strikes on his helmet of Provence. Leaps such a spark, the grass is kindled thence. Of his steel brand the point he then presents. On Thierry's brow the helmet has he wrenched, so down his face its broken halves descend. And his right cheek in flowing blood is drenched, and his hauberk over his belly rent. God's his warrant, who death from him prevents. Sees Thierry then, that in the face he struck, on grassy field runs clear his flowing blood. Strikes Pinabel on's helmet brown and rough, to the nose-piece he's broken it and cut. and from his head scatters his brains in the dust, brandishes him on the sword, till dead he's flung. Upon that blow is all the battle won. Franks cry aloud, God hath great virtue done, it is proved right that Guenelun be hung, and those his kin that in his cause are come. Now that Thierry the battle fairly wins, that Emperor Charles is come to him, 40 barons are in his following. Names the Duke, Ogre that Danish prince, Geoffrey d'Anjou, Willem of Blave therewith. Thierry, the king takes in his arms to kiss, and wipes his face with his great marten skins. He lays them down, and others then they bring. The chevaliers most sweetly disarm him. An Arab mule they've brought, whereon he sits. With baronage and joy they bring him in. They come to Aix, halt and dismount therein. The punishment of the others then begins. His counts and dukes then calls to him Carloon. With these I guard, advise what shall be done. Hither they came because of Guenelun, for Pinabel as pledges gave them up. Answer the Franks, shall not of them live one. The king commands his provost then, Basbrun, go hang them all on the tree of cursed wood. Nay, by this beard, whose hairs are white enough, if one escape, to death and shame thou'rt struck. He answers him, how could I act save thus? With an 100 sergeants by force they come, 30 of them there are that straight are hung. Who betrays man, himself and his friends undoes. Then turned away the Bavers and Germans, and Poitevins and Bretons and Normans. For all the rest, 'twas voted by the Franks, that Gawain's die with marvellous great pangs. So to lead forth 4 stallions they bade. After, they bound his feet and both his hands. Those steeds were swift and of a temper mad, which by their heads led forward 4 sergeants, towards a stream that flowed amid that land. Soans fell grey into perdition black. All his sinews were strained until they snapped, and all the limbs were from his body dragged. On the green grass his clear blood gushed and ran. Gawain's is dead, a felon recreant. Who betrays man need make no boast of that. When the Emperor had made his whole vengeance, he called to him the bishops out of France, those of Baviere, and also the Germans. A dame freeborn lies captive in my hands, so oft she's heard sermons and reprimands. She would fear God, and christening demands. Baptize her then, so God her soul may have. They answer him, sponsors the right demands, dames of estate and long inheritance. The baths at Aix great companies attract. There they baptized the Queen of Sarazans, and found for her the name of Julianne. Christian is she, by very cognizance. When the Emperor his justice hath achieved, his mighty wrath's abated from its heat, and Bramimund has christening received. Passes the day, the darkness is grown deep, and now that king in his vaulted chamber sleeps. Saint Gabriel is come from God, and speaks. Summon the hosts, Charles, of thine empire. Go thou by force into the land of Bayer. King Vivian thou'lt succour there, at Imphi, in the city which pagans have besieged. The Christians there implore thee, and beseech. Right loath to go, that emperor was he. God, said the king, my life is hard indeed. Tears filled his eyes, he tore his snowy beard. So ends the tale which Turold hath conceived. End of verses 273 to 291. End of the Song of Roland.